This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have joining us now the man who calls himself a king at times to help us along with the conversation as far as the Knicks and their head coaching search goes. Craig Carton.
What's
who's
up?
Hanging around here. How are you, Craigie?
I'm doing fantastic. What a great run the Knicks gave us. We should all be grateful.
All right.
To get into the Eastern Conference Finals.
So, BT, let's spin it forward here with Craigie, who's got some insight. You were boys with Dolan for a long time. I don't know if you still are.
Yeah,
or not,
he's a dear friend.
Okay, so what do you think? I have not heard your thoughts on this as far as who made the decision ultimately.
Rose made the decision, my opinion. And that doesn't come from Dolan, just my opinion on how things I know have worked here for the last 3, 4, 5 years, he has given, obviously he's the owner, but he has allowed Leon Rose and World Wide West to make every major decision. They go to him. I can also tell you that there was a falling out a year and a half ago between Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau, where they'd have meetings and Thibodeau wouldn't pay any mind to what Leon had to say. And there was a real kind of a schism where Leon bills it and then Thibodeau has to coach it. And Thibodeau didn't want advice on how to coach it. And that goes back before this year.
Yeah.
So this is not like low-hanging fruit.
Well,
like
why extend
this happened in May?
Why yeah. extend him?
That's what I was going to say. Gave him $30 million for extension.
Look, he brought a certain level of competency and success, not the level of success we're all hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't argue the first couple years here. You know, you went to the playoffs 3 out of the first 4, 4 out of 5 now. And that was worthy of an extension. Plus, even though they had a bit of a falling out, a basketball falling out, families are very close. Leon obviously represented him for a long time. He wasn't going to do wrong by him. But like I was just saying to the guys in there, if the Knicks lost to the Pistons, you firing him?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Like no wavering at all.
Yep.
The Celtics series was kind of interesting. Down 20. Tatum gets hurt up 13 late. Mm. Probably win that game anywhere. Anyway. But are we going to keep him because he beat the Celtics with a hurt Tatum in Game 6?
No. To me,
you so then what are we crying about?
No, I'm not. I think what has us worried or, you know, aware that there's a possibility that there's an element of dysfunction that's crept into the Knicks now that we haven't seen for a while. I think Tom Thibodeau is a very good coach. I don't think he's great. I don't think he'll ever be great based on some basketball reasons that I've said for a million, well, not for a million years, but I've said for a while. I think that it's fair to look at the situation now and say, well, even though you just said that you think it's Leon Rose, I get that. Did Dolan intervene at all? What is the plan? It seems a little scattered. Let's try to trade for Kidd. What's Jay Wright doing? What's this guy?
Yeah.
It just seems scattered. Yeah, and that's got Knicks fans worried.
Yeah, I get it. But also, none of that comes from the Knicks.
Well, nothing comes from the Knicks because they don't say anything.
But that's people who think they're in the know saying, I think the Knicks because it makes sense to Jay Wright. It makes sense to all of us, right? He coached a lot of the guys.
Yeah, that was never
He was successful. Jay Wright was never an option. They didn't make Jay Wright an offer. He said no to it. I think Hurley is an option, which we can get to in a second. Like yesterday, they go, oh, Patino's not going to coach the Knicks. Who said he was?
Yeah. He told us he was. I knew that wasn't happening.
We all knew he wasn't going to coach them. Like, do you want Budenholzer? I don't.
No.
Do you want the old retreads over and over again?
Right, but that's why when you're saying who's crying or why are we crying, because Tom Thibodeau did something, no coach, but, and Craigie, they had Hall of Fame guys in here, first-time guys, well-respected guys. They couldn't get it right once.
Yeah, but they also didn't have the talent they currently have. And my beef with Thibodeau is the same beef they had in Minnesota, the same beef they had in Chicago. He's the right guy to start the process of turning it around.
Yeah.
Because he's a taskmaster. He believes in veterans,
program,
not young
builder,
guys.
Accountability.
All that stuff, right? Yeah. That lasts. That's got a shelf life. And it ain't a long shelf life, which is why he's had so many jobs. Look, he's a phenomenal basketball coach. I don't take anything away from him. And he brought us to the brink of getting to an NBA final. And 25 years without an Eastern Conference final. And deserves a lot of platitudes for that. I never thought he was the guy that was going to win a title here.
Yeah.
And my biggest beef with the Knicks this year is that when you look at the players, and look, Karl-Anthony Towns was a disappointment. Had a couple great quarters, but overall disappointment. If you look at the Knicks individually, they're a damn good basketball team, but they never became a team.
Yeah.
All right, so
and that's my gripe with them, that a bunch of really good individual players, not a great team, and they got exposed defensively.
Fair enough, but he had 1 year.
And he's a defensive coach.
But he had one year.
He had 5 years.
No. 1 year with this group, bringing in Karl-Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. That's a lot to ask in 1 year to turn around to a championship level when they got 6 wins from winning the championship.
I know.
And now they're saying the singular focus on winning a championship. Okay, who's that guy?
For me, it's Danny Hurley. Danny Hurley is the guy, and I don't think you'd get the same histrionics on the sideline at the pro level that you'd get. You'd get some of it.
I mean,
not the same.
He can't not coach without turning into a nut.
Look, I may be dead wrong on this and totally out of board on this. Danny Hurley's arguably the greatest coach living today in the world of basketball, and he's already got the 2 titles. The NIL stuff's out of control.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Danny Hurley, and I could promise my wife, who's an East Coast gal, that the family stays on the East Coast.
That was the issue with the Lakers?
That was part of it.
Big issue.
That was
not
part
all,
of it.
Big issue, though.
Now, she had apparently said, I'm in, because I love you, it's your chosen career. She wants to be in the East Coast. He wants to be in the East Coast, if he can be. Obviously, the legendary dad and all the stuff, Duke and all that stuff that we've talked about forever. But if you can get Danny Hurley, you sign him and give him whatever he wants.
I couldn't disagree more. On that last part, everything else, I'm with you. He's brilliant. His mind is beyond fertile. See, here's the issue with Danny. If you hire Danny Hurley, you're hiring Danny Hurley. I mean, for all the good and all the bad and everything that he is.
You've got to let him be him.
Yeah. And if you bring him here and with the hope or the expectation or the edict that, hey, we got to tone things down a little bit, then he's not Danny Hurley. And now you're not paying for what you hired. And I don't think that, and maybe this is unfair to Danny, I don't think that he's capable of coaching a game without being so intense.
I guess what I'm getting at is,
and that's not working in the NBA.
The way you coach, even though the kids are making a lot of money these days, the way you coach a 19-year-old, I don't care if he's making $1 million or not, is a lot different than the way you coach a 30-year-old.
That's what I'm saying, 100%.
And I think, well, he'll be the same with the refs, and he'll be crazy and yell and scream at refs. I don't think he'll be the same with 28 to 32-year-old veterans. But I do think, and again, none of us are in the private meetings, obviously. You think Danny Hurley was going to tolerate some of Karl-Anthony Towns' crap this year?
No.
You think he would have been all in that dude?
Yeah.
You think Tibbs didn't want to do that? Like, could he have?
I don't know. But I tell you what, and again, I could be way off.
Yeah. I don't even think they're going to extend him at all for Danny. No, I really don't.
Well, how about this aspect of it? What about Jalen Brunson and then Rick Brunson? Danny Hurley doesn't seem like the type to me that's going to deal with Rick Brunson being patrolling that bench.
Yeah, but I like Rick Brunson a lot. I think Rick Brunson, look, we know why he's here, obviously. But Rick Brunson.
He's a good coach.
Well, look, I think Rick played, obviously. His son's the captain of the Knicks.
Yeah. And he was here before his son, by the
way. And he's a Tibbs type of guy, but look, do I care who the second, third, and fourth assistant is on any team? I don't. I really don't.
But if it means upsetting your superstar player.
So they're not going to fire Rick Brunson. I mean, they fired Tibbs. That's a Brunson guy. Brunson loved Tibbs, right? So we're told.
Yeah, but Tibbs isn't his dad.
Right.
That's a little
so
different.
To me, whoever comes in, my gut is Rick is a part of the coaching staff.
But that's, you can't have that.
We've never cared about who the second, third, fourth, fifth assistants are.
We might not care, but if
who
there's
does?
A, no, I really don't care that much, unless there's like a family dynamic, which makes this interesting. But the new coach might care if Rick Brunson shut down his throat.
Well, but we don't know what's
Rick's got a pretty strong presence, Craig. You know that.
He was first guy up after every timeout.
Yeah.
But what is Rick doing in practices that a coach would be like, I can't have that.
Forget Rick. So you think Danny Hurley be okay with not having to hire his own staff?
I think you bring in your own staff and Rick Brunson's name comes up and it might be, is it important to my best player? Then Rick's got a spot here. You know? By the way, one of the reasons Jalen may have taken $100 million less is my dad's got a job here. No one ever thought of that?
I got to tell you, I'm going to tell you what's so interesting. Like, and it's not happening, but if Rick was like 5 years younger, I think everybody's saying Rick should get the job. He's just a little bit too old at this point.
He hasn't been head coach
and I
anywhere.
Asked him. He's like, I can't have that energy every night. I'm coaching every screen. Like he's into it.
Yeah, I don't think Rick's an issue, one way or the other.
I'm talking about Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino was younger,
if he were 10 years younger,
imagine. And it would be this. Look, it would be the story every day.
How about we get to a Final Four with St. John's? Don't worry about winning a title with the Knicks.
Dude, the fact that they won a game in the tournament seems like it may as well cut down.
I'll take some right out. You better win a couple games this year in the tournament.
Don't worry, buddy. We're coming.
You got the best recruiting. Suck.
You guys going to get to the NIT this year?
No, probably not. Adrian Autry. But we got Melo's kids, so you never know.
Yeah,
Craigie saying Dan Hurley clearly the best coach that's living right now. That's a little shot at you.
Well, look, they don't like each other.
I know what he means, by the
they
way.
Respect each
they
other.
They do respect each other.
They do not like each other.
No.
And imagine if Danny could do what Rick couldn't do.
Well, that's a little one up there on the robbery.
Get the Knickerbockers a title.
And Rick even said, too, Rick did say, he's like, you know, he's like, they've got more plays. This will back up what you're saying about Hurley. And I do think he's among the most brilliant minds as well.
Basketball genius.
He's a savant. There's no doubt. And I thought for a while he could be his own worst enemy. As long as he controls himself, there's nobody
temper,
that can stop
ego,
him.
Sure, why not?
But Rick said, he's like, nobody's got more plays than this guy. He's like, when I play UConn, I've got to prepare for 20, 25, 30 more sets than any other coach in college basketball. Like the play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Book the depth
Plus, remember
of it
this.
Is ridiculous.
With Rick's great recruiting class, which I guess is number one or two.
Number one.
There you go. You got Mike Rapoli on crypto.
I saw him at Belmont, by the way.
He had five horses running.
Can you stop taking pictures with Francesa?
It's
enough. What'd you call him, the Godfather?
Relax.
It's enough.
Loyalty to the legend.
Relax. He's the guy who said he'd never make it on the fan. Let's not forget that. Yeah, your guy, the Godfather.
Craig's buddy, Mike Francesa.
He built this place.
As a producer. producer Sal would be pretty good as a host. No, she's not. His words, not mine.
Oh, boy.
How was Saratoga for the Belmont?
It was great. What? What do you mean? What? You never go?
No.
You never been to Saratoga?
I've been there, yeah. But sovereignty, you got to run the Preakness. What are you doing?
I was asking people who actually know about horse. Like, I like going to the event.
I know nothing about the horse.
Doesn't someone tell the horse, get your ass in that race?
Yeah.
You don't talk to horses like that? Your buddy did.
It would have been.
Remember when your buddy said he interviewed Secretariat?
I don't recall that, no.
Is that a real story?
Is Hurley realistic, or that's just who you want?
He's not getting hired by the Knicks.
I haven't heard anybody say no yet.
Danny basically said
Danny said, I don't want to go through what I went through last year.
Yeah,
the public courting, the cross-country travel.
He's not coaching the Knicks.
He probably isn't. But no one has said no.
Knicks fans for Hurley.
By the way, who says no to Hurley? Like, why wouldn't you hire Hurley unless you think that you can't, like Leon thinks, once I hire him, I'm giving up kind of control of the franchise.
You can't
or
hire
Or Wes may not like him. I don't know.
You can't hire
him. He's the best available coach in the country.
He's a great coach. But I think he's a great college coach. So let me throw another name at you here.
Go.
And it's been shot down forever. I don't know. I know why he doesn't have
George
a
Carl?
No, God, George Carl's out of his mind.
Man, just name him coach because he actually knows.
And his top assistant is going to be Carmelo. I know it's not going to happen, but how do you not, and this is almost a low-hanging fruit, how do you not have a conversation with Mark Jackson?
Because
I know the reason.
You know the reason.
There
you go.
ABT.
Mark Jackson will never be the New York Knicks head coach.
I don't think he'll ever coach anywhere
in the NBA. Part of it's because he kind of went crazy.
Yeah, no, I know.
Quite famously went crazy.
I know.
And that'll never happen.
Yeah. But if you
Charles Oakley's got a better shot of being the Knicks head coach than Mark Jackson.
Ron Artest was putting his name out there. You see that video with Ron the other day?
Sure.
Oh, God. Okay,
every guy on the podcast wants to be the coach.
If you can get past which most won't and can, the stuff with Mark Jackson, you can make the case he would be the best candidate.
Look, he had some success out west.
Some success.
Yeah, I mean.
And he was like Buck. I mean, he built the team up and then Steve came in. Steve Kerr won.
Yeah, and you know why Steve Kerr didn't take the Knicks job? Because it was offered to him.
Like Steve Kerr's a loser.
You know why he didn't take it? Two words. Marv Albert.
Get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like Marv?
Why?
Marv told him not to take the job.
Oh, okay.
He goes, you'll hate it here. Don't take the job. That was before Marv was welcome back at the Garden.
Yeah.
Which he was, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Great to see him there.
Yeah. And then
Albert told Steve Kerr, because the job was offered to him, do not take that job. You'll regret it.
And then Kerr said to Marv,
Kerr's like, you know, I'm a lousy coach anyway. I just sit around and watch Steph Curry make threes. It's a pretty good idea.
Kerr said, should I take the Warriors job? Marv said.
Yes.
By the way, that was a horrendous job before then. That was a horrible job back. The arena was dilapidated. The franchise stunk.
Yeah. And now it's worth it's worth more than the Knicks.
I don't think their valuation's higher than
that.
I don't think it's real, but it is.
What happened with Malone? You guys do more national basketball on your show, no? With the Nuggets, Michael Malone?
He's never been on their list.
You have any
idea? I don't know if anything happened or if there's some disconnect with him and Leon. Not that I know, but I was told he was never an option, and I'm glad about that.
He probably should have won more with Jokic. Now you get the best player in the world.
Yeah, look, he won one, but it didn't help him that Edelman, whatever, got to a game 7 against the Thunder.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, it didn't
barely
look great
coaching,
for him.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you love hoops. I like when the hoops, the happy hoops comes out in Craigie.
I like talking about it.
You really like sports.
You can't talk it anywhere. You know? Like, I'm surprised you're still talking after the Yankees lost 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox.
No, the Knicks are the story.
The Yankees are broken.
Stop. No overreaction on this show.
Soto's flipping bottles because he's bored.
He's happy. Now he's happy because the bottle flipped you in one shot.
He got on base 6 times yesterday.
I'm waiting. I've not heard you guys say because I was doing the responsible gaming show, so I apologize.
Uh-huh.
But I'd be shocked if Sally Boy over here has not said what I know is coming because my son's saying it. I went away from having a bigger lead over second place than the Yankees have?
He didn't say that.
Oh, no.
He did not say that.
Yeah. That's coming.
To his credit, he focused on the Mets' success and just barely dipped his toe in the Yankee Red Sox pool.
Yeah, you are. No. All day you worry about the Yankees.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah. That's what you worry all day.
How many, just talk about the national show here. You're having fun with it still, right?
Huh?
You still having fun with it? How do you talk about football?
Is Michelle Beadle coming back? You bringing her back?
How do you talk so much football?
I'm not sure if Michelle's working anywhere.
Don't you get bored talking some of the football? Some of the football.
I don't like the fact, and I'm pretty open about it on the show. Like, if Micah Parsons farts. Do I have to? Is that like breaking news?
Only if it happens on his podcast. Like, then you have to.
By the way, to be fair to Fox, and not just Fox, all of them, for a long time, the Cowboys were the most important football story 24/7, 365. But I just don't feel like they are anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you haven't been to an NFC championship game in a quarter century.
Yeah.
Why are you the lead story?
Yep.
You know, you're not in my world. So when they bring it up, I just mock it and do my thing.
Rodgers, a bigger talking
point. Rodgers, well, look, Rodgers, now that he's back, yeah, he was 2 days of stories, and now that's it. Right? It'll be a story, you know, Steelers-Jets week one.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
The Steelers now play the Packers, the Vikings, the Lions. Right? That's going to be a story when he's going up against the Packers in Green Bay. That's not a story. Like, now the question is, they got him for $13 million.
Cheap.
Is that a steal?
Yes.
Or do they know something we don't know?
I think he'd go up to like 19 or 20, I read.
19's the max, right?
19's the max.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he wanted to play.
Well, the last nine games were a lot different than the first eight.
He played better, but he was also 0-for-5 with the ball in his hands.
I know.
And a one-score game.
I know.
Fourth quarter.
With the Jets.
And by the way, the Jets' offensive talent's better than the Steelers.
Yeah, but the Jets' offensive scheme was a disaster. It was so unimaginative.
Mark Schlereth,
it was awful.
Who I did the show with, was telling me, hey, he obviously won 3 Super Bowls, left guard, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he talked to a lot of Jets coaches throughout the year and has some insight that maybe we don't get, and certainly from a coaching standpoint, may not even understand, that the Jets' scheme to try to run the ball wasn't even at a high school level. It was the most incompetent thing that guys like him, who I trust him more than anyone when it comes to line play and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
That the Jets' plan for how to run the football wouldn't pass for a New Jersey high school.
Certainly not against the good ones. Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and
beating Bosco.
And Aaron will tell you that also.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised at that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little surprised at that. It's one thing to just not have a good team. Another thing to have a scheme that is so basic and simplistic that it's embarrassing.
Like wouldn't pass in high school.
In what way? Based on why,
though? You don't know if the ball's blown up or stuffed.
Oh, my God almighty.
Like, Aaron apparently a lot of times was like, how is this the plan to run the ball?
Yeah.
We have a really good running back.
We have their stable is pretty interesting. Three guys.
And they're ideology for how to run block was like Stone Age.
I think they're going to run. I was telling Sal the other day. I think they're going to run it. I think they're going to try to run the ball 30, 35 times this year. 22 to 24 with their running backs. And you know Fields has taken off 7, 8, 9 times a game.
Well, he's better running than throwing.
Well, I understand. That's true. That's true.
Like, people keep asking me, like, knowing I'm a Jet fan, what do you think about Fields? I'm like, he's a great slot receiver.
You're a Jet fan?
Shockingly.
I didn't know that. Yes. I thought you unveiled the balloons. It was blue and red for the Giants.
No, because the Mets and Yankees are both good. I get asked all the time, where's the loyalties?
And?
Well, I mean, the Yankees just gave me box tickets to the Red Sox series, so I can tell you where that's at.
You doing any Yankee games this summer?
I'd like to.
Are you doing any?
I mean, if Sims keeps taking days off, I might step right in.
Man, the guy's been doing it 3 months. Boomer's getting on him. You're getting on him.
Yeah, I happen to agree with Boomer on that one.
Oh, yeah?
Like, you're replacing a guy that never took a day off. I mean, if you get sick, I know you had laryngitis for the Subway Series. Look, we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't embarrass yourself and have no voice, so
right.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, days off?
Oh, I'm not touching that.
Dude, I don't know. I get 6 weeks off. I've taken 2 days in 3 years at Fox.
I just have
really?
My third
here,
day off.
I used to get 6 weeks off here. I would take 2 weeks.
That's it?
Like, yeah. Work, man. Well, how about you?
Yo, I'm taking the days I get. You weren't working 3 different jobs.
I mean, half the
dog.
Time I see your social media, you're in the hospital, you're in Saratoga.
How about the self-pity pictures in the hospital, too? Look at me. I got my hair net on, but no hair. Help.
Like, you're having a nose job. No one feels bad for you. Like, look at me.
All right, Craigie, thanks for stopping by.
Always good to see you.
Thanks, brother.
Mike Francesa Studios. We appreciate you stopping by the Mike Francesa Studios.
Where does it say that?
In case you forgot, Craigie.
No, hang on a second.
In case you forgot.
Where does it say that?
Yeah, because
in
I heard your boy,
of everybody.
Governor Christie, ripped that thing down.
That plaque's missing.
It's going to be put back up
Governor
there.
Christie has it. Yes, it's in his house.
You got to watch it. You know, somebody scribbles out that little autograph you left us years ago. Man. You might have the same fate there, Craigie.
Oh, look, Boomer and Phil. Yeah, didn't get tired of that yet.
In our studio.
Knicks fan for Hurley.
Hire Dan Hurley.
Not happening. Stop.
All right. Thank you, Craigie.
You,
it was a pleasure seeing you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.